The NDC and NPP have been asked to refrain from acting in ways that undermine the professionalism of the police service. The Civic Forum Initiative, a coalition of civil society organizations, made a call at a news conference in Accra today. According to the forum, there have been situations where the two parties have mobilized their supporters to invade the premises of the police service anytime it tries to act in fulfillment of its mandate. Linda Gojo was at the news conference and has filed this report.
The Civic Forum Initiative is a coalition of civic society actors with membership drawn from NGOs, policy think tanks, the Christian Council of Ghana, and the Office of the National Chief Imam. It describes the recent political disturbances by the two major political parties as worrying and must be stopped. The CEO of ARC Foundation, Angela Dramina Bwaje, made a statement on behalf of the forum.
The NDC and the NPP are the ones setting the tone of political debate and intolerance towards fellow citizens. These two political parties act in ways that undermine the professionalism of the police. In situations where the police have acted in fulfillment of their mandates and arrested suspects, the two parties have mobilized their supporters to invade the premises of the police. All these point to the fact that the police, which is the main institution mandated to maintain and enforce law and order, does not appear to enjoy the full support of the citizenry. We urge the President, as the highest officer of the land, to demonstrate strong commitment to the safety by taking all measures necessary for strengthening the impartiality and the professionalism of the police. We urge the police command to fearlessly and courageously take action against all those who make seditious statements or foment any form of action that threatens the peace and territorial integrity of the Republic.
The Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Emmanuel Bombandi, asked the media to play the ethnic videos and tapes of war-torn countries like Rwanda and Liberia to keep Ghanaians on their toes. He stated that there is the need for the country to act decisively and swiftly on the political disturbances.
Linda Goji filed that report.